Another case of COVID-19 has been confirmed in New Zealand, this time a man in his 20s who travelled from Melbourne at the end of July. The positive test came on the 12th day of his managed isolation at the Grand Millennium Hotel in Auckland. The Director General of Health made the announcement at a COVID testing station in Cannons Creek, where he also took the test himself. Logan Church was there.
It'll be a little bit uncomfortable, but it's not going to hurt.
Today it was the Director General of Health himself in line to get a COVID nasal swab at the Oratoa Cannons Creek Medical Centre.
It was much less painful than tackling Billy Wepu on the rugby field a couple of weeks ago. I've still got the bruise to show for that.
No, he doesn't have any COVID symptoms. Instead, he's trying to show how easy it is to get tested.
So, yeah, a little bit uncomfortable, but not unpleasant at all.
The ministry plans to roll out more pop-up clinics this week. A similar clinic in Queenstown last week saw more than 1,000 tests done, helping the ministry reach its 4,000 tests a day target. 1,874 tests were processed yesterday.
We could see last week the value of those pop-up clinics in terms of getting the community numbers of swabs increased, but also in just raising the visibility and profile of the importance of swabbing.
But health centres, including this one, are seeing people turn down a COVID test. And Oratoa Clinical Director Sean Hanna says there are a variety of reasons why.
I guess it's maybe that they've had one before, maybe their friends have and they haven't liked that experience. There's lots of rumours around the place about it being an unpleasant experience. I mean, I've had a number of swabs and a number of my colleagues who've got smaller kids than I have had a lot of swabs as well. We don't have to look very far past our borders to realise that COVID-19 is still here.
Meanwhile, today a new COVID-19 case has been confirmed in New Zealand, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to 1,220.
Today's case is a man in his 20s who arrived in New Zealand on the 30th of July from Melbourne. This person has been in managed isolation in the Grand Millennium Hotel and actually tested negative around day 3 of his stay, but has tested positive on the day 12 testing.
There are now 22 active cases in New Zealand, all in managed isolation or quarantine facilities. It's also been 102 days since the last case of COVID-19 was picked up in the community. Dr. Bloomfield also announced the country's flu vaccination campaign had seen record numbers of flu vaccines distributed, 1.77 million doses. This was despite challenges around getting the vaccine to where it was needed.
There were some temporary supply disruptions at the peak of the vaccination season, and that certainly caused some challenges and some angst for some of our practices around the country. We worked very closely at the time with DHBs and others to redistribute vaccine where we could. And it's pleased that in spite of those challenges, we have been able to get this high level.
He says the ministry is also working on a plan to distribute a COVID vaccine if one is discovered. From Cannons Creek for Checkpoint, Logan Church.